Anybody here having a weird life?
Thank you.
about the pain I might put you through. And I thought again about you, Eric. I thought again about you, Eric. I thought again about you, Eric. This is a song about mental health and about keeping track of your mental health and trying to make yourself put yourself in situations where you feel healthy in the mind as well as the body. Sometimes those things are related, but we'll get to the rest of it. Dr. Irving Kirsch has got a study you have to see about the chemical imbalance of the brain. Controversy centers around the source and cure for that old thing they call depression. Read the article in silence while my mother takes her medicine. Sitting here alone, I'm thinking about how things have been about the emptiness I feel sometimes. I'll play with it, treat it like a muse, put it to work, but then I'll won't know where it's gone. It's overshadowed by something that's come along. With attention from this one cute girl, a couple hundred miles up the road. I ask her what she thinks, she says it's truthful, I don't know. Sometimes. Not that that's the only thing you should do to make yourself feel better, because then you'll just always be running away. But it's nice to have a destination. That's what this song is about. Tired of, but we've got the distant thought to stop.
not impressed.
Cinema is in the movie Cool Running. When Junior's dad, Junior is like the one of the box letters who his dad doesn't approve of his decision to do a bobsled. And then like when they're going across the finish line and like one person stands up and clapping and everybody stands up and they're clapping and Junior's dad is in the audience.
Oh.
Speaking of cinema, that's going to be my segue. I made a music video for this next song. It has been the topic of some... some discussion on the internet and sparked some conversations about gender and privilege and appropriation and things like that. It's all been very interesting, and I think that it's a pretty constructive place. The bottom line, though, is that it's a song and a video about the gender binary and about how the gender binary is a construct. It's bullshit. It doesn't help anybody. Gender is something that can be expressed and felt in any number of ways, an infinite number of ways, and within a culture that tells us that it should look like one of two things, and that's bullshit, and it's damaging emotionally and physically, and in many ways damaging. That's what this song is about. It's about that and the intersection of gender and sexuality, and how sexuality is something that we're taught is supposed to be strictly defined, and how that's also something that can be just whatever the fuck you want it to be. And, kind of like also a fuck you to a culture that tells us that we need to strictly define these things. The song is called Sexy Dreams. And in my video, I dress up as Batman. Patriarchy is a real thing, and it's a really damaging thing. It's about how I think it's really important to
try to deconstruct those things and try to look at those influences in our life.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, lately I've been feeling just like a clitoris and a body. What can I do about that? Like, I just feel like I'm like degraded down into only like a sexual object.
That's a heavy question. I don't have the answer. I'm not sure how to respond. Does anybody else have it?
Okay,
should
nobody
write a song
else
about it.
Nobody else feels the same way. I guess I. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Like a walking clit.
Yeah, like a walking clit. Like everyone views me as a clitoris. Like all things give pleasure. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like people, women are like kind of overly sexualized in some ways in our culture. Maybe that's something that you're speaking to.
Possibly, yeah.
And like that comes from like patriarchy in some ways, like this idea that like men like hold power, and that women are, like, women's value is in relation to men, whether that's like,
yeah, exactly,
like
yeah,
as like something that's sexually desirable, or you know, or just even how like power is constructed like around masculinity and like femininity is supposed to, like, these are, it's very complicated.
Yeah, completely.
But I mean, those are like real social attitudes, and you feeling like that, I feel like, is like a very real and real consequence of patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the answer is about what to do about it, like, as far as like a, you know, 10-point plan.
Well, there's no solution. That was like asking for advice, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but I guess like I think that like just generally like on a personal level and encouraging you know, people around us to like think about patriarchy and think about like how we internalize those ideas and like whether like, you know, people who are socialized as men in this room, like whether we're walking around over sexualizing like women in our lives or like not taking women seriously for that reason, or a whole number of things. And it's like, that's like subtle stuff. There's blatant stuff and there's subtle stuff, and it takes like dedication to challenging your privilege and educating yourself and rejecting kind of like the patriarchal values that are kind of infused into us. And that's what this song is about. And it's also about my dad. And it's for anybody who has a shitty dad. Where like those kind of patriarchal figures are the ones who sometimes, not always, are like kind of responsible for giving us ideas about what it means, what masculinity means, or what it means to be a man, that kind of thing. And it's called Stab Your Dad. I wasn't taught at a young age to respect my elders. I thank goodness for my absence of a father. He could have taken me out, we'd have gone camping. Could have learned to wield my body as a weapon. These are things that I won't be missing. I remember sitting in the car with my dirty old man as he explained that she had asked for an hour. Oh, question that person asked. Mm-hmm. Like, where was that story? What's that?
Outside.
Okay. Well, I mean, probably any of us that are here are qualified to give that person advice. I just felt like I should say something to some of the guys with the guitar. But make myself out to be an authority on the subject. But here's another song about patriarchy, and it's by a band I play in called the Maximum Ensemble. It's on a 7-inch that's out on a table out in that room. And keep meaning to give a trigger warning before I play this song, but there's some like kind of heavy stuff alluded to, so you know, up for it by all means. Step out. Which, no, not like if you're not up for it, but we'll be right back.
fucking nowhere. How do you struggle to get past the notion? Father defines his country. What if it was true? What they say about how your mother defines your home? You can switch the parts up all you like, but what you were talking about was justice, and I remember you. He said to fight where you stand.
I'm not gonna do 10 more. It's a song about my mom. A song about my dad. Covered my dad already. But so you know how I feel about him from the song about stabbing him. I love my mom, and she's been going through a hard time, and so I've been doing this thing that sounds kind of weird, but I've been asking people to send her positive energy. If you have any of that, or like, if you have like a way of sending it. So like, you know, now's the time. This song could be a time for that. My mom, the end of her life, as I know that she would be for mine. It's not obligation, that leads me to say it. It's just how I intend to spend the time. No person who gives out a part of themselves will ever be truly forgotten. These parts will change. Past lifespans alive as long as they're passed along. I remember the parts passed to me, and after she's gone, I will remember my mom. My mother sat like a book on the shelf through the cold autumn. Like a tape on repeat, over and over in her mind. She'd always been the kind of a mother who would put others before herself. This much I know. There were men in her life who
stood well advantaged before they got up to go. Imagine all of your memories, mistakes that you made, played over in your mind like the loop of a tape. In my mother's regrets, for which she was dressed. Today, keep you awake at night. Could you tell me that, Father? Your memories haunt you, sir. Or are you content with what you left behind? Song is like about what happens when one of the people that you like were locking down and blockading things with, or whatever it was you were doing to protest wars and such, about when that person joins the army, which is kind of a spoiler. That's a little bit of a spoiler for this song, but it's also just about like keeping like the positive things that you get from relationships and old friends, even when those people kind of move in and out of your life. So that's what this one's about. Lattice and me, we were talking about first loves, how they burn out, leave you charred, and then change completely. Thought about that one summer burning in the suburbs. Carolina made me eyes and waiting on the subway. Taught me out like a stamp that finished her collection. Like a dying breed in danger of extinction. And we fell into each other without the slightest bit of caution. Till the whole thing fell out from under our feet. I see Carolina sometimes walking down the street. And her head's all full of windows, people she meets. I wanna go on and say hey, thanks for everything. at the time. There was war in the air and it troubled my mind. There were secrets between us, but I'd be sure the things we shared, well, they were ours. But there was something there I hadn't seen before. When I saw Tommy in his military uniform, he'd just been looking for a war. I have a bunch of records and shirts and stuff out there. And zines. I have zines that are free, so grab a zine if you're interested. Watercolor Paintings is going to play next. I'm really excited. Clap. Songs in a few to see. can we ask ourselves? Do we need a messiah? What we've waited for, come along? Or should we get on our feet and walk?
Okay, you gonna play?